You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research shows car tyres are contributing to the world's single largest source of microplastic pollution. Microplastics are prevalent in New Zealand, with one study estimating that about 74 tonnes, the equivalent of 3 million plastic water bottles, fall over Auckland each year. I spoke to University of Auckland marine microplastics researcher Dr. Samantha Laidwig about the impact of tyres in causing microplastic pollution in marine environments. I started by asking if she could explain what microplastics are and why they are such a big issue.
So microplastics are tiny pieces of plastic that you can sometimes see by your eye. They start by 5 millimeters in size, but they go down even to sizes that you would need a microscope to see. And they're generated from all sorts of plastics. So think about your single-use plastics, the water bottles or cutlery or plates, all the way through to bags, chip bags of sorts, and other plastics that we use in our lives. One that people don't typically think of are the synthetic rubber bits that come off of our tires.
On that topic, can you talk about how much of an impact tires have and how tires compare to these other microplastic polluters?
Yes, absolutely. Tires are actually one of the dominant sources of microplastics to the environment. And our coastal samples in Auckland were showing that about 81% of the plastic that we looked at was rubber. And of that rubber, 66% of it was synthetic rubber. And so this just goes to show that it is a dominant plastic and it is happening in New Zealand as well as globally. And the worry about these particles is that they're actually a very complex chemical pollutant. So it's not just the synthetic nature of them, whereby many natural processes that break down things in this world, like plants and other natural things on Earth, synthetic nature particles would not be broken down as easily. So these synthetic rubber particles won't be broken down as easily. And also, so that means they're going to be hanging around for a long time. And the chemicals that are attached to these particles can be quite toxic to organisms. And one, for example, is a chemical that can wipe out entire salmon species in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. So that's become a hot topic as of recent.
You mentioned this briefly, but is this a problem that's especially prevalent in some places like Aotearoa, or is it a real international problem?
It's definitely a real international problem, not just Aotearoa, but I think if you look at who is the dominant car countries around the world, private cars, I guess, Aotearoa is definitely up there. And we're ranking high with some countries around the world, like the United States. People love their cars, and that's just a luxury that we've grown to be comfortable with, really. And there are definitely some ways to combat the issue by just ride sharing or using public transport, for example.
Now that we know this is a problem, can you talk a bit more about what the potential solutions are?
Getting back to that, it's a good idea to be ride sharing. So jumping in the car with a mate can definitely reduce the amount of tire particles that you would be shedding over time. And getting into public transport, so utilizing buses. For New Zealand specifically, about half of the tire wear pollution that goes into the environment is from private cars, and a very slim, small amount is from buses. So if we can just shift that from cars to buses, we would reduce our tire wear emissions by far. And another solution that we're looking at in our research is testing some stormwater treatment devices that can capture these fine materials. So we currently have a lot of stormwater treatment devices out there that can capture the big things that are bigger than 5 millimeters. But for all the small bits, including the microplastics and these tire wear particles, those are rarely filtered out. And the only one that we have, only device that we have so far that can do this is a rainwater or a rain garden, where the water from the road would just filter over through some soil and vegetation area before it went out into the coastline. And so we're looking at testing this coming this next year to see if that's working for us. And if we can, if it is, then we can start to install some more rain gardens around to help with this issue.
Since this is an international issue, does there need to be any kind of international cooperation for a solution? And of course, this could mean between governments, but also between universities maybe or research centres?
Yes, absolutely. So I think you're right. It does span several sectors, getting into government and policy, but also what we can do in the research world and in community world as well. And internationally, what we're looking at is someday in the future, there will be this International Plastic Pollution Agreement. And this incorporates microplastics and tire wear particles. And it gives the opportunity for countries to come to the table and talk about what they can do and what partnerships they can build to reduce the amount of microplastics going into the environment. So I think we'll see that coming in the next couple of years, which would be really great. And besides that, countries are already moving to reduce the amount of tire wear particles going into the environment. So they're putting wear rate restrictions on tires. So just seeing that we can get more tires on the roads that are wearing less and less of the tires on the roads that are wearing more. So effectively, overall, that should reduce the amount of tire particles going into the environment. And another move that some areas are looking at, specifically the Pacific Northwest and the United States, they're looking at, or I think already have, banned some of these toxic chemicals that come from tires from being used in manufacturers. And so these are some interesting opportunities that Aotearoa can look at to think about what would work best for them and their approach in addressing this issue.
Is there anything else you want people to know about your research that hasn't already been covered today?
Oh, that's a good question. And I really like with our research that we get to provide an area of hope for such a complex and sometimes really daunting pollutant. And it's just to say that the concentrations of tires change throughout the space and the environment. So they're not always there. They're present in more places than others, and just as well the timing of it. So they're not always having an impact. Some of the impacts is early on from the release of these chemicals from the tire pollutant, and some of the impacts are later on when the particles get built up in organisms' body system and then have an impact on them. So it's not always impacting, and we're starting to understand now, this is a new research project that we've only been doing for 2 years now, but we'll continue to do going into the future. And we're just learning that, impacts vary. And so sometimes it's impacting and sometimes it's not. And our environment is quite resilient. So I always like to leave people with a little bit of hope to go forward.
That was marine microplastics researcher at the University of Auckland, Dr. Samantha Laidwig, on the impact of car tyres on microplastic pollution in marine environments and what the potential solutions are.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.